Satisfaction, the Rolling Stones, 4 weeks at number one. Super song. Yep, the Rolling Stones. But the next song is another great one. It's not by the Rolling Stones. It's by the beautiful and the wonderful Petula Clark. And she's like 90 or so, and she's still performing. She's around and about on in the different countries. So she just loves to sing. And we love hearing her. Let's listen to Downtown, Petula Clark.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure, downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The light's so much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Troubles, forget all our cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more, downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
Pat Clark right there is downtown as we wrap up 1965 with songs there. And the next year we go is 1964. And yeah, now this is the year I graduated high school, 1964. So you know there's a bunch of my favorites here. Well, they're all my favorites. Actually, all 40 songs here are my favorites. I mean, these are absolutely magnificent. Thank you, Carl, for letting me select the songs, okay? So let's see here. We start off 1964. Let's play the Beatles. This is my favorite Beatles song. It's called She Loves You. Everybody sing along.
She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. You think you've lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday, yeah. It's you she's thinking of, and she told me what to say, yeah. She said she loves you, and you know that can't be bad. Yes, she loves you, and you know you should be glad. She said you hurt her so, she almost lost her. glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
Still singing out there. I hear you. She Loves You by the Beatles. Yep. 2 weeks, number one. Oh, boy. That was amazing. Yep. That song. I can hear that song 24 hours a day and not get tired of it. I can tell you that. Yep. So that was She Loves You by the Beatles. And the next one from 1964, we've got Pretty Mary Wells. Listen to that a lot, and I got to see Mary Wells out in Washington State near Seattle. Yep, I believe the name of the place was The Cellar. I think that was the name. Anyway, she was there. Yeah, Mary Wells, saw her. Didn't meet her, but I saw her, and she was singing great. Yeah, that was long after 64, but it was long before today. Poor Mary, she's gone. Yeah, she died, sadly. Okay, 1964, we have another song here, and it's by the Four Seasons, and it's my favorite Four Seasons song. Well, how about that? Three of my faves right here in 1964. Let's sing about dawn.
Pretty eyes of midsummer's morn, they call her. Hang on.
Okay, Dawn by the Four Seasons. Yep, we're dedicating that to every girl named Dawn all around the world. Okay? We can't leave any Dawns out. They're all there. Bob Gaudio of the Four Seasons wrote that song. And he was asked one time, Song Facts had this story, was that song for someone named Dawn? And he said, no, there's a new Dawn every day, but the song was not about any particular girl. Okay? So that's that story right there. Okay, we got a couple of more. Now, we got actually three more. 1963, we have more than three songs, but we got three from every year. So we're moving into 1963 now. And here's Leslie Gore, It's My Party.
So goodbye.
Oh, boy, Little Stevie Wonder. Unbelievable Little Stevie Wonder. Yep. I mean, he pulled that off. What was he, about 11 or 12 or something? Yep. And it does remind us of another song, and we're going to hear it a little bit later on. Don't go away. I know it reminds you of something, but I'm not going to tell you now. So you have to stand by. Yes, we're going to be playing my all-time top 10 songs coming up real soon. Okay, so before that, It's My Party, Leslie Gore, Fingertips Part 2, Little Stevie Wonder. Leslie was in first place for 2 weeks, and Stevie stayed up there for three. I mean, that song caught on everywhere. Everybody was singing that song. And it was a little easier for some to sing. I think the Essex probably were able to pull it off, but the Essex had their own hit called Easier Said Than Done. Here are the Essex.
My friends all tell me, go to him, run to him, say sweet lovely things to him, and tell him he's the one. Deep in my heart, I know it, but it's so hard to show it, 'cause it's easier said than done. My buddies tell me, fly to him, sigh to him, tell him I would die for him, and tell him he's the one. Although he gives me a feeling that sets my heart a-reeling, yet it's easier said than done. Well, I know that I love him so, but I'm afraid that he'll never know, because I get so timid and shy each time that I look him in the eye. They all tell me, sing to him, swing with him, and just do anything for him. Tell him he's the one. I've got a love so true, and yet I'm sad and blue, 'cause it's easier said than done. I'll tell me, sing to him, swing with him, and just do anything for him, and tell him he's the one. I've got a love so true, and yet I'm sad and blue, 'cause it's easier said than done.
From 1963, The Essex, Easier Said Than Done. I think I mentioned this months ago. The Essex appeared on WABC night at the old Polo Grounds in New York, where the Mets played for a couple of years before they moved to Shea Stadium, and my father took me to a game there. Yes. And there were the WABC DJs, you know, Cousin Brucey and all the others. And there were the Essex at second base, lip syncing Easier Said Than Done. They didn't have a band. You gotta wonder about that, huh? We all learned how to do that watching a TV show. So Easier Said Than Done by the Essex. And moving into 1962, we've got the Crystals, Shining Things Up. He's a Rebel.
Just one of the
The Crystals and He's a Rebel, a Phil Spector gem. 2 weeks at number one. And I love that song. I sing to that one all the time. I sing to just about every one of these all the time in the car. I hear them. And I can hear them every day. Every day. Love the oldies. Yep. Okay, so there you had it. He's a Rebel. And now we have Gene Chandler with his top hat as he comes down the aisle and up onto the steps to go up to the stage. Gene Chandler and the Duke of Earl.
As I walk through this world, nothing can stop a Duke of Earl. And you are my girl, and no one can hurt you. Oh no, yes I Duchess of Earl. We'll walk through my dukedom, and a paradise we will share. Yes, I
Duke of Earl, Gene Chandler, that was on the charts in 62 for 3 weeks. Yep, number one. Yep, big hit. Remember, all these came out on 45s, you know, the round record with the big hole in the middle. Remember that? All 45s. I still have a bunch. I don't have them all, but I have a lot of them. I have a lot of the hits. Okay, let's see. Well, we got one more from 1962. Little Eva's coming along. Here she comes, getting on the train. Take it away, Little Eva.